Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Federal Reserve cannot quit raising a key interest rates. It boosted the rate again today by a quarter of a percentage point. It is the eighth rate hike since last March.
Yeah, this is a smaller increase than before as the Fed looks to a further cool down inflation. Alexander Tomich is an associate dean and economist at Boston College. He joins us now to talk more about this. Alexander, thank you. First of all, so how much will this latest increase impact regular people like you, me, and Rob? Will we all notice this?
I honestly don't think so. I really do not. I mean, Fed is moderating the increases, you know, and then how much you will feel it, it just depends how much you are exposed to any kind of adjustable rate debt. So if you have a lot of credit card debt, if you have adjustable rate mortgage, you might see some you might see some increase, but I don't think it will be anything dramatic.
Yeah, you know, I'm no financial expert. That's what you're here for. But I know that when the interest rates started coming down, I started to prioritize, you know, paying down credit card debt because that was, you know, that's variable interest. I think our mortgage is locked in, so we're okay there. But it's not just these interest rate hikes that we've got to worry about. We are still on the way towards a showdown between Republicans and Democrats over the debt ceiling. And if we happen to go over the cliff on that and breach that debt ceiling, it is a good idea for people like me to, like, you know, if you can pay off all your credit cards and get them done, get them out of the way, because if you don't, you're going to be in trouble once the worst of the worst happens. Is that a safe way to do things?
So let me be clear. Comparing the interest rate hikes and the possible default over the congressional antics surrounding debt ceiling is like comparing apples and nuclear bombs. You know,
oh,
I mean, one is considerably worse than the other. So if, you know, so in the inflationary times, the two things that you want to do, you want to load up on fixed rate debt and you want to avoid getting into variable rate debt. So, you know, if we expect inflation to continue rising, it might even make sense to take a personal loan at the fixed rate and pay off the credit cards, right? So that's the inflation game. If the people in Congress really do take the country over the cliff, then your credit cards will be the least of your problems.
Hmm. Quarter of a point raise. Were you surprised the increase wasn't higher than that?
No, I was actually not surprised because Fed has been pretty happy with the inflation slowing down. And at the same time, Fed has, you know, Fed is not doing this blindly. They are actually paying attention to the economy. We do see some employment cost index is slowing down, meaning wages are not rising as fast. We do see some softness in the consumer side. So they are really worried about, you know, having a hard landing. So they are trying to balance. So I'm not surprised they slowed down. I expect they will probably, if everything continues the way it is now, I expect that they will probably start pausing once we get to 5.25. So if everything continues the way it was for the last 6 months, a year, you know, these gradual decreases in inflation, I would say 2 more quarter percent hikes and then pause. But if inflation starts rearing up again, then it will be a much, much, much different calculus.
Yeah, and how do you factor in there are some areas of the economy where we seem to be doing better than people thought we would be, given the circumstance, even though we have inflation, employment situation is okay. So with the smaller increase, is the Fed maybe, like you say, maybe thinking about only a couple more of these, we'll take a pause and see how we're doing. Is there a possibility that we might recover so strongly that we might go back to lowering those interest rates again, say, in the next 2, 3, or 4 years?
You know, 2, 3, or 4 years is an awfully long time because, you know, in this world, things are beginning to happen really, really fast. So let me preface everything by saying, barring something hugely surprising, like the default or another conflict, for example, with China or another pandemic, okay? Which, you know, if we learned anything, we learned to say, maybe it could happen. So barring anything unusual, I would say that probably within 2 to 3 years, Fed might get inflation closer to 2%. And at that point, they would probably start bringing down the interest rates. Of course, Fed is constantly monitoring the situation. If they see unemployment picking up, if they see GDP really, really slowing down and actually going below the potential GDP, because right now we are overheating. If they figure out we are going in the opposite direction and going below the potential GDP, they definitely would actually start reducing rates. Because right now they are doing a tough balancing act, which is bring down the inflation without sending economy into a serious recession. Mm. And so far, they're actually doing better than I think most people expected when they started on this path.
Oh, so there you go. All right. Thank you so much. Not quite at hair on fire level yet. Alexander Tomich, Associate Dean and Economist at Boston College.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.